Welcome to another episode of Latinos Who Thrive, the podcast where we celebrate the stories, achievements, and resilience of Latinos from around the world. Join us as we delve into the lives of extraordinary individuals who have overcome challenges, pursued their passions, and made a significant impact in their communities. From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to scholars, each episode brings you inspiring narratives that highlight the diversity and strength within the Latino community. Get ready to be inspired, empowered, and uplifted as we showcase the journey of Latinos who thrive. This week, we're mixing things up. Recently, I attended a launch of a projected Hispanic History Research Center right here in Houston. The event drew all the Latino movers and shakers, many of whom I've been covering for two decades. So, dear listener, I ask you, why is our history important? Right here in the East End of Houston is the melting pot of several ethnicities and cultures blending into one community. The famed sociologist from Rice University, Dr. Steven Kleinberg, claimed, "As goes Houston, so goes the U.S." So take a listen to three different voices of highly influential Latinos in Houston. Let's get started. Give us your name.
Saul Valentin.
Saul, tell me what your experience here today. I think this was a historic moment. What was your experience?
It is a very significant historic moment. It was really good to see this. I was part of the Buffalo Bayou when they were doing the master plan for this here. I've been following, as they were saying, the CIP item on the plan for the city to do this. So to see this and to see that the council members and this current administration has made it an effort to accelerate the funds to make it available to make this a reality, I'm super excited for our community to have that resource, our research center, not a museum, not a library, but a research center, so it could be a testament and a keeping of our culture in one place. So very exciting to see that.
There was a lot of discussion about needing a museum, needing needing an archive for music, for images, for art. And so what I saw was a lot of different stakeholders being all over the place. Give us your take about what was envisioned on the drawing board.
This is actually going to be a place where there's an archive. So you can keep track of the drawings, of the music, of our culture. That's what this is going to be, a place of research where we can go and learn. It's not going to be a place of museum. It's not going to be a Hispanic library. There is kind of has to be a lot of more work done to bring and work with those other organizations to bring those other projects into reality. But this is one critical, awesome first step forward.
What would you tell Houstonians moving forward that they need to do in order to be a contributing force?
You know, we heard the council members say, come and talk to us. Get involved. And that's exactly what I was just going to say. We have to get behind people like Jan and the other council members because they're asking for our help.
Yes.
There's, you know, you ask, what do we do to make that happen? Get behind them. Let's not just join them to put our names in something. Let's just make something really happen.
Thank you very much. This is Jose Monterrosa from Imagina Communications. Jose, I think this was a historical event for the East End and for Houston. Tell me what's your experience.
Well, definitely something that is going to drive a lot of interest to the area, simply because we are creating a center or a research center that is going to encapsulate the history of Latinos in Houston. So there are a few things that need to be worked on, and we heard a lot of feedback from the community. So that is something that they need to process and obviously transform it into something else. But I think that this is very promising for the East End, and it's going to add a lot of value to the community.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So give us your name.
Micaela Stelly. Micaela, tell us what position you hold within the city and what was your experience? I thought that this was a historic event. Give me your take.
Yes. So I am an archivist and program manager at Arte Público Press for their archival division. And I am a consultant for cultural heritage projects. I was formerly the Hispanic collections archivist at the Houston Public Library between 2013 and 2021. That experience in the last decade has really given me a perspective on the cultural heritage projects and efforts of the city of Houston when it comes to Latino and Hispanic heritage. So you're absolutely right. This moment today is historic. I know that everyone came with very different expectations and a lot of questions.
There was a lot of dissonance with different stakeholders proposing their own siloed interest. And while that's important for a community, for all voices to be heard, moving forward, you need a strategic, single-minded path forward as opposed to running in all different directions. From your perspective and based upon your experience, how do you envision this being a success?
So I think today was a good start. There needs to be several more sessions like this. I think the library, the issue with the Houston Public Library, the city of Houston in general, has been that they do continue to work in a silo and do not necessarily gather input. And I think there's two things happening today. That is, one, we needed to find out what is the library's plan and what is the status for this center? What are they envisioning and how are they going to make it happen? And on the other side of that, the bigger picture about those other organizations and efforts, because it would be a shame for this center to go up without having made any of that networking possible so that all of the entities that exist, as it was described earlier pretty beautifully, as like a spider web or, you know, a network. And so there's the issue of, is the research center actually going to be designed with both preservation and sustainability in mind, given the history of how the library has approached Hispanic collections in the past? And then beyond that, are they really going to find ways to be part of the larger network that is happening in Houston so that we really are addressing all of the needs that we have?
So I was having a discussion with a PR marketing expert that has done a lot of work on the East End. And I've done lots of writing on the East End for the East End Management District. So I know the history, I know the culture, I know some of the key stakeholders. And what he and I were discussing was how this Latino ethos, the Hispanic, Mexico, Mexican-American, however you want to call it, doesn't really have a prominent voice like, say, San Antonio, how San Antonio has marketed San Antonio as a Latino cultural mecca to where it draws a lot of conventions, again, marketing the Latino culture, you know, the food, the mariachis, the mercados. From your perspective, what do you think is missing on the East End to be able to really single focus market the whether it's this event or whether it's the East End as a Latino mecca?
So that San Antonio has visible structures to point to, and that is a very helpful in creating that marketing around a community. Houston is much more of a younger city than San Antonio. I think it is about structures, physical spaces. We need to be able to literally point to something that has our name on it, has our culture on it in some way beyond the many murals that we have, but an actual place that generates income, is a tourist spot, and a place for those that already live here, we can go to it, and then to encourage others to visit. I think it's the buildings and the spaces that are really what make would start to create that sort of feeling around, oh, ownership, right? As soon as you have a building to point to, there's this sense of place, and people begin to talk about it in that way. Oh, that's the Latino area. That's the Latino center. And all of that is important. And so I think this effort by the Houston Public Library to create a space in this area, I think has the potential to help in that way.
Thank you very much.
So there you have it, my friends. Is Latino history important? You bet it is. It's been said that history is left up to the winning side of a war. And while Latinos now make up the majority in Houston, we don't have enough positive stories of the contribution of Latinos to Houston and Texas. This disparity, my friends, needs to change, and it's up to each and every one of us to lift up our stories that inspire children, our future leaders. That's going to do it for today, my friends. Until next time, go out and thrive.